We are, and that will really open up the playbook as well. That will be that 5-11 approval. That will be for the Pfizer vaccine. Pfizer has their data in for that. In terms of Moderna and J&J, nothing coming down the pipeline for the younger population. But the Pfizer vaccine has submitted data to be looked at, and we're waiting to hear more about that as well. And we'll move forward from there. But yeah, lots of happening, all very exciting. Lots more people having a chance to either get that additional dose or get their first dose.
What about crisscrossing some of these? What are you hearing about that, or shouldn't you do that?
That's a great question, and it's a question that I've been getting a lot, especially over the last couple of days. Some reports have been coming out because they are studying, can you, quote-unquote, mix and match the mRNA vaccines with Pfizer or Moderna, or they're also looking at, for patients that received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, would they benefit from getting either Pfizer or Moderna? So not only switching products, but switching the way that those vaccines were manufactured. So ultimately, from the pharmacy level, those results are still coming in. There's more data to be seen, but we are not mix and matching vaccine products at this time.